I'm Steve Jess with Montana News. A storm packing snow and strong winds is expected to create hazardous travel conditions in parts of Montana and Wyoming in the days before Thanksgiving. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning through 11 tomorrow night for western and central Montana. Moisture from the west will collide with cold Canadian air to drop 3 to 6 inches of snow at most lower elevations with up to a foot in the mountains. Gusty winds will cut visibility to less than a mile. Nighttime temperatures will drop into the single digits. Health officials say chicken salad from Costco may be linked to several recent cases of food poisoning in 4 states, including Montana. The State Department of Health and Human Services says 6 people from Yellowstone, Gallatin, and Lewis and Clark counties have been sickened by E. coli since late October. 2 cases required hospitalization. Other cases have been reported in Washington, Colorado, and Utah. Investigators have identified Costco chicken salad as a risk factor. Customers who still have Costco chicken salad with sell-by dates between October 18th and November 23rd should not eat it due to the risk of illness. Just over a third of Montana's legislators are asking Democratic Governor Steve Bullock to use all legal means to block or resist the placement of Syrian refugees in Montana. The 55 Republicans say they're sympathetic to those impacted by the conflict in Syria, but they want to see federal refugee admission guidelines and policies strengthened. No Syrian refugees have asked to be settled in Montana. The state's Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell, says the state's new campaign finance reporting laws give voters an unprecedented level of transparency. Modell filed the new rules with the Secretary of State's office this morning. After they go into effect early next year, candidates and political groups will file their financial reports electronically 35 days before the election, and voters will have instant access.
Not only will they be able to see them, but if our search function works, they're going to be able to enter a name into that electronic feature on the 34th day and be able to see every single contribution made by that political committee or individual to all of the legislative candidates in the state of Montana. It's going to increase transparency in a way that this state has never seen.
The rules are a response to the dark money bill lawmakers passed earlier this year, requiring political groups to identify the candidates and causes they're supporting financially, even if they don't give money directly to the campaigns. Modell says his office edited some of the rules to remove wording that some state lawmakers considered overly broad. A judge has ordered a Billings tobacco shop to stop operating its machines that allow customers to roll their own cigarettes. The Billings Gazette reports the state's request for a preliminary injunction against B&B Smokes, which operates Smokes for Less, was approved on Thursday. The 8-month-old shop is prohibited from letting customers use its 4 machines to make their own cigarettes. Some shops that do that are avoiding federal manufacturing taxes. Smokes for Less co-owner Casey Brock says the business shouldn't qualify as a manufacturer because customers operate the machines themselves. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.